This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
U.S. doubts Russian war claims.
We believe that this is a repositioning, not a real withdrawal.
Gas tax rollback.
Suspend the gas tax because that's going to be immediate results.
Southern storm alert.
You have the potential for exceptionally destructive tornadoes.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan. With the CBS World News Roundup, the Pentagon says Russia is repositioning its forces in Ukraine. Moscow insists it has scaled back its offensive, but attacks have been reported in areas that were said to be off limits. And the Kremlin admitted today there have been no breakthroughs in peace talks. The UN now says 4 million refugees have fled. CBS's Deborah Pata has the latest from Ukraine.
Boardroom negotiations mean little on the battlefield. Ukrainians are not letting their guard down. The enemy is still here, said President Volodymyr Zelensky. Missile and air attacks have not stopped. The port city of Mariupol has all but collapsed. Even if peace is given a chance, all that's left here is rubble and ruin. I'm so tired, this little girl says, and my toys have no batteries in them. Even if the Russian military makes good on its promise to pull back from Kyiv, around the capital where fierce battles have been raging, there's nothing much left to fight for.
In Germany, there could be natural gas rationing because of a potential halt in deliveries from Russia.
Economics Minister Robert Habeck has just activated what's called the early warning phase of an emergency law authorizing government rationing. He's urging German consumers and businesses to conserve their natural gas usage now. The fear is that Russia might cut its natural gas shipments to Germany and the other G7 countries that have rejected its demand that payment be made in rubles. Vicky Barker, CBS News, London.
Here in this country, the problem is at the pump. Gas prices have stabilized but remain near record highs, well above $4 a gallon. Frustrations running high, too.
Gas prices are going to be high for quite a while. We're going to pay for it in the end.
So far, just a handful of states have taken action to suspend their gas taxes. Others are considering it. Connecticut Governor Ned Lamont's rollback takes hold Friday.
I think it's going to make an extraordinary difference.
Gas demand has gone up in two states where prices have gone down, Maryland and Georgia. There's a severe weather threat in much of the Deep South today. Storm damage has already been reported this morning in Arkansas. CBS News meteorologist David Parkinson.
You're going to be seeing lots of damaging wind gusts of 60, 70 miles an hour or stronger, the potential for damaging hail as well, and then some brief spin-up tornadoes.
The House committee investigating the Capitol attack vows to find out what President Trump was doing during the siege. White House logs show call and diary gaps for more than 7 hours during the attack. California Democrat Pete Aguiar.
It's almost like they didn't want this out there. And so we need to get to the bottom of this.
The committee is looking into whether Trump used burner phones. He says he's not familiar with the disposable phones. But his former national security advisor, John Bolton, tells CBS News he heard Trump use the phrase burner phones in their discussions. A meeting tonight of the Motion Picture Academy's Board of Governors deals with the fallout from Will Smith's slap of Chris Rock during the Oscars. CBS's Jerika Duncan.
Board member Whoopi Goldberg was adamant that Smith's actions would not go unpunished.
There are consequences. Yeah. There are big consequences.
There has to be.
Entertainment reporter Clayton Davis.
There are people that are calling for his Oscar to be revoked. That is highly unlikely to happen. He's more likely to be suspended.
Suspending Smith rather than expelling him permanently and allowing him to keep his Oscar would keep the Academy from having to address offenses from previous winners.
I don't think this opens Pandora's box and has the Academy now siphoning through everyone's prior controversies.
Jada Pinkett Smith, the target of the joke, posting on Instagram, "This is a season for healing."
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Israeli forces in the West Bank have arrested five Palestinians after a deadly shooting attack that ended when the gunman was killed.
Israeli Prime Minister Bennett said Israel is facing a wave of terror, but will prevail as it has in the past. He spoke after a Palestinian gunman on a shooting spree killed five people in a suburb of Tel Aviv, including two Ukrainian citizens. One of those killed was an Arab policeman who shot and killed the attacker. The shooter was a Palestinian from the West Bank who had been in Israel illegally. Linda Gradstein for CBS News, Jerusalem.
The Omicron subvariant BA.2 is now causing a majority of the COVID cases in this country. CBS's Dr. David Agus.
If somebody got BA.1, the original Omicron, they can be reinfected with BA.2. And we're seeing that now in the United Kingdom, which is many people who were sick in December with COVID-19, that is the BA.1 variant, are now sick again with the BA.2 variant.
The CDC is expected to sign off on the FDA's authorization of an additional vaccine booster shot for people 50 years and older. President Biden has signed the bill into law that makes lynching a federal hate crime. The measure is named after Emmett Till, the black teenager who was killed in 1955. A day of decision for California's first-in-the-nation task force on reparations.
The question was, should reparations be based on proven lineage to enslaved people, or should it go to any black person in California? Task force member Dr. Jovan Scott Lewis argued for the lineage-based system.
Every single statement about what our role is references slavery.
State Assemblyman Reginald Jones Sawyer argued that all black people should be eligible.
Whether on a slave ship or a cruise ship, we're all in the same boat now.
In the end, the task force decided reparations should go to the descendants of free and enslaved black people who were in the U.S. in the 19th century. Chris Ancarlo for CBS News, San Francisco.
American astronaut Mark Vandehei has just returned to Earth with two cosmonauts in Kazakhstan. He set a record for the single longest NASA space flight, 355 days. On the space station. So much riding on the coin toss in NFL overtime games.
We call heads.
If the team that gets the ball first scores a touchdown, it's all over. But now the NFL's changing its playoff overtime rule, guaranteeing each team gets the ball. A first drive touchdown won't end it. John Breach of CBS Sports.
The NFL's goal with the new overtime rule is to take the impact of the coin toss out of overtime. Since 2010, the winner of the overtime coin toss has gone 10-2 in playoff games.
In regular season games, the overtime rule remains unchanged.
This podcast is supported by FedEx. FedEx offers fast delivery, more visibility, simple returns, and weekend home delivery to 98% of the U.S. population on Saturday and 50% on Sunday. With FedEx, you get picture proof of delivery, ensuring you always know where your package is. Returns are simple with packageless and paperless returns. Plus, FedEx Ground is also faster to more locations than UPS Ground. See the FedEx service guide for delivery information. So, what are you waiting for? See what FedEx can do for your business. Absolutely, positively, FedEx.
The Grammy nominees for Song of the Year have a little bit of everything.
This year's contenders include Lil Nas X with Montero, which is actually his real birth name. He's named after the Mitsubishi Montero. Alicia Keys and Brandi Carlile's A Beautiful Noise was written to inspire Americans to vote in the 2020 presidential election. Billie Eilish and her brother Phineas are nominated together for Happier Than Ever. And Fight For You by Her was the title song for the movie Judas and the Black Messiah. Other Song of the Year nominees nominees include Bad Habits by Ed Sheeran, Peaches by Justin Bieber, and Driver's License by Olivia Rodrigo. Jen Clark, CBS News.
The Census Bureau says it's looking to make adjustments to deal with some of the undercounts of some minority groups in the 2020 census. The changes won't affect current congressional seats, but are aimed at making future estimates more accurate. That's the World News Roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.
I'm Mo Rocca, and I'm excited to announce season 4 of my podcast, Mobituaries. I've got a whole new bunch of stories to share with you about the most fascinating people and things who are no longer with us. From famous figures who died on the very same day to the things I wish would die, like buffets. Listen to Mobituaries with Mo Rocca on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.